Well, on Capitol Hill, Attorney General William Barr is being grilled by Democrats who accuse him of diverting federal resources to help the president get reelected by sending federal agents into Washington, D.C. and other American cities to crack down on racial justice protesters. Barr is vociferously denying that. We're going to have more on the hearings, but they're somewhat overshadowing another controversy over the president's stand on COVID-19. Last night, President Trump retweeted a video of a doctor saying falsely that masks and lockdowns aren't needed to stop the coronavirus pandemic, that the drug Trump has promoted but scientists decry, hydroxychloroquine, will cure COVID-19. No need for anybody to get sick. The video was considered misinformation by social media sites like Twitter, which removed the president's retweets. Let's briefly bring in ABC political director Rick Klein. And Rick, yesterday in scripted remarks, the president said Americans should wear a mask whenever possible. Last night, he retweets this nonsense and writes something like, interesting narrative. Why would he do that?
Yeah, forget Trump versus Fauci. It's Trump versus Trump. He consistently undercuts his own best instincts and the advice of people around him. This is just days after he seemed to take a totally different tone with his approach to coronavirus, bringing back the briefings, warning people that there's a long road ahead, finally donning a mask. Now the contradictory messaging is everywhere. And it does elevate things we've seen on the fringes of the right wing, suggesting that Dr. Fauci is in league with the Democrats somehow to swing the election to make the president look bad, suggesting that there's a deep state cover-up of potential cures here, that everything's designed to make the president look bad. He likes to play with those forces, even while maintaining publicly that he is following the advice of medical professionals. And it would appear to be undercutting the new narrative, which is that we have to take this seriously.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned forget Trump versus Fauci, but we can't, because he also retweeted someone else last night saying that Anthony Fauci was a fraud who misled the public. On ABC's Good Morning America, Fauci was asked if he could continue to do his job.
This is what I do. This is what I've been trained for my entire professional life, and I'll continue to do it.
To the charge you've been misleading the American public?
I have not been misleading the American public under any circumstances.
As if he should, you know, have to defend that. Look, Rick, this comes as the U.S. has some of the worst metrics in the world on COVID-19. States like Florida, Texas, Arizona, you know, just pummeled by it. Polls show a majority of Americans believe in masks, don't think the president is handling this well. Again, it just doesn't make any sense to attack the man that people think he should be tying himself to.
Yeah, we can look for political or policy motivations here and keep looking, because this isn't the advice the president's getting. This isn't what his fellow Republicans largely want him to say or do. The president has said in the past that he wants to be a cheerleader. That's why he's been hyping hydroxychloroquine. I suppose that's why he might say that the people like Dr. Fauci are pessimists here. But reality's caught up with him. And that's what's stunning about this, is that it seemed to be with the cancellation of his convention, with his reversal on schools, with his support of masks, that the president was acknowledging this reality, that we had to get serious about this, otherwise it would continue to spiral out of control. For him to continue to undercut his own messaging on that, I think it's damaging to public health. It's damaging to his own political standing. Perhaps it plays to a hardcore base that wants to believe in conspiracy theories, but I don't see it in any way, shape, or form as a productive message.
We also were hearing today that the president made up that story about throwing out the first pitch at a Yankees game because he was so angry that Dr. Fauci threw out the first pitch at a Washington Nationals game. But, you know, about 30 seconds left here, Rick. What is the plan till Election Day?
It is to try to change the conversation to Joe Biden. And the only way that the president can succeed is if COVID gets better, if there's an economic recovery, and if this becomes a choice and not a referendum.
Yeah. Rick Klein, political director at ABC. Thank you.